Ten vid na hnívo, hnívo barujovat. Masi to pita.
That to give us warning, it has been shown like that. That is, the Lord Himself sometimes come to teach us, taking what is impossible, taking Him in Him, only to show. So, Bhava Bhakti, what to speak of Bhava Bhakti, it has also been.
Yes, as usual, yes, the meetings have not yet started, just preliminary discussions. I had a long discussion with Rupa Nuga.
Yourself?
Yes, the president of the GBC for this year, until the early morning hours. So I did not come this morning because I was so tired from the discussions I had. But he brought up many interesting points.
Yes.
And he requested that we not make the points known to the others in general, so that his position does not become known by anyone, because he's going to be the chairman. And he doesn't want to appear to be on one side or the other. So he said he wants first of all to send his respectful obeisances to you, and that his main concern is that no one will offend Sridhar Maharaj. He is afraid that anyone may offend you. He wants to avoid such thing because he feels it will be very damaging to anyone's spiritual life. But he brought up some questions which I have for you.
Rupanuga, president?
Rupanuga, he is GBC.
GBC.
He came here.
Chairman. For the coming year, he has been appointed chairman of the GBC.
He came here many years ago,
yes,
and he was very impressed with his good self. And then recently he came when some
with,
of the...
With Sangha Maharaj.
Yes.
So,
he also came by himself, I think.
In 1974 was our first international festival.
Yes.
He came at that time.
Yes.
And he came during the time when the GBC inquired about the Guru issue also.
1978.
So he says he has always been very impressed, and he wants to establish some relationship with you, but he is not able to do so now because of the social considerations.
He wants to establish some relationship with your divine grace, but because of the present social, unfavorable social environment, he is unable to do so.
Yes.
Now, one of the main...
Was it with Charaswami, you said?
Charaswami? Nothing. He said nothing.
Nothing.
That's not there?
Not
there.
Now, what is your decision?
My
now?
Decision has been, is finalized.
Finalized?
Yes, before I went there. So I'm staying firmly at your lotus feet. But he kept raising one point that I think is maybe you can explain for us. The point is that he says Prabhupada gave a general instruction that we should not associate with his godbrothers. He said this is a general instruction. He said he may have given some particular instructions to some devotees that they can come here. He said, but in general, he said, we should not associate with them. And he said, this association means that we should not take initiation from them. That although he instructed particular devotees that they can come, he did not in particular instruct me that I can come. This instruction that he gave to the GBC also, that they can come to you for philosophical questions, was also given just to the GBC and not to the others. And this was his argument, one of his arguments.
He's saying that our Guru Maharaj's general instructions,
yes, that I am,
do not associate intimately. Intimately means also taking initiation and such things. He's saying he gave another general instruction to the GBC. They can come and hear from you on some philosophical matters. But he did not tell the devotees who were under the GBC that they may come. So he was saying that Madhava, he did not give any specific instruction, but he can come.
He can come. He has given specific instruction.
Has not given to Madhava any specific instruction. To a few devotees, he gave some specific instruction, Achyutananda, Ramanuja, some others. But he did not give him any specific instruction like that.
So therefore, I am not following Prabhupada's order.
What specific advice was given to Achyutananda? What was that?
That's
not to come to me.
No, that he should come to you.
Oh,
he should come to you and take your advices, instructions.
Yes, in the beginning.
Yes, and that's where he mentioned you were Shiksha Guru.
Yeah. Do you know anything? What is the phase of my request, the letter requesting the omission of the
I told that to Rupanuga, and he said, yes, this is a very good idea that we should not do this.
Yes.
He
very
has
good.
Agreed.
Very good.
You got
Swami Maharaj Jeta. অন্য মঠ সম্বন্ধে গুরু ভাইদের সম্বন্ধে যে ক্রিটিসাইজ করে দিয়েছে তত বইয়েতে লেখা আছে। আমি বলেছি যে ওইগুলো এখন ফার্দার তোমরা পাবলিকেশনে ওইগুলো অমিস্ট করো, তাহলে তোমাদের কোনো অন্যায় হবে না। যেহেতু তিনি যাওয়ার আগে ক্ষমা চেয়ে গিয়েছেন যে আমি রোজগারের জন্য হয়তো গুরু ভাইদের অনেক মনে ব্যথা দিয়েছি, তার বিরুদ্ধে কিছু বলতে হয়েছে, এদের খাতিরে আমি তাদের কাছ থেকে এখন কমাতে আমাকে তা। সুতরাং এখন তোমরা যেসব বই ছাপবে ওদের নামগুলো সেগুলো অমিট করে দিও, যার বিরুদ্ধে বিরুদ্ধে বলা আছে নামগুলো বাদবন মহারাজ, শ্রী বাসুদেব প্রভু, শ্রী অন্যান্য যারা আছে, তীর্থ মহারাজ, প্রসন্ন মহারাজ, রবিবিলাস বলে গেল, ভগবান মহারাজ, আমি আর কেশব মহারাজ, এই দুজনকে বাদ দিয়ে আর অনেকেরই বিরুদ্ধে তোমার সব কটাক্ষ আছে। আমি যখন যাওয়ার পর দিয়ে তিনি খানিকটি ওই রকম বলে দিয়েছেন যে তারা যেন আমাকে কিছু মনে না করেন, হয়তো বৈষ্ণব বিনয় প্রকাশ করে দিয়েছেন, তখন ফার্দার সেগুলো আর না কন্টিনিউ করা ভালো। এই একটা চিঠি জিবিসিকে কনসিডার করতে দিয়েছে। জয় গৌর হরি জয়
এখন মধুপ্র কি জিজ্ঞাসা করেন মানে কি বললেন মানে কথাটা
জিজ্ঞাসা বিশেষ কিছু করেনি, বলেছি যে সদস্যই আমি ইয়ে করতে পারি না, তবে তার প্রতি আমার শ্রদ্ধা আছে এবং তুমি করতে পারো। তো জিবিসি তার সঙ্গে কনসাল্ট করবে, সব বিষয়ে উপদেশ বলা আছে, তবে সাধারণ শিশুদের গভর্নমেন্টের নিষ্ঠে নিষেধ করা আছে শুনে। তো নট এনি পার্টিকুলার কোয়েশ্চেন তুমি
respond to him. I told him that Prabhupada's instruction to us was to approach a qualified person for spiritual instruction.
Open. So that they may not be mishandled by the outsiders. such precaution, he must have pronounced that they may not be misguided and enticed. But note that the path of progress towards the higher realization of devotion that he has banned thereby. Suppose you have come from some school, so you may take Christianity, but there also that sort of instruction and the request to the authority must have been given previously to the Catholic Church or to any organization, that you must not mix with outsiders so that your faith may be disturbed. You must observe the authority, just as in the case of the Catholic, the Pope. Such instructions and precautions are always given in every religious view or sampada society. But still, who are seekers of the truth, they may not care that, and then come out to seek the real, the concrete truth, not the stereotype thing that was followed from ancient time. Everyone, more or less, they are under particular religious, social binding. And it is, as I told repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita, Swadharma Nijanam Sayo Paradharma Bhayavaha. Very strongly here it is advocated that don't leave your own religion, conception of your spiritual duty. Don't leave the present position, but rather you should die. And after death, some change may come. Don't leave your position. Then, Sabbadharma and Parityajyati is also there. So it should be considered that to maintain our present position, we are recommended so strongly because we may not fall down. But if I get chance of advancing, then with the risk we must try to go ahead. If such opportunity I get, no risk, no gain. But I must be sure that I am advancing, and in the name of advancement I am not going down. That sort of self-satisfaction, self-decision, clear conscience, I must have that I am going ahead. Not in the name of going forward, I am going down. Mainly, I am justified to leave my present consolidated position. Swadharma Nijanam Sayo Paradharma Bhayavaha. The duty, the consciousness of which you are taking your stand at present, rather die therein, thereon. Don't leave the position. The very strongest term which is told there. But again, there is Sarvadharma and Prithyatana. And that the clear call of advancement will come. One cannot but take the risk of advancement, going ahead. Yes.
Maharaj?
Yes.
So another point that he made,
yes,
in criticism, was that about yourself, that you did not follow the order of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati about the GBC, that instead you wanted to establish one acharya. And
I can't follow.
He's saying that Rupanuga has brought up this criticism, criticism against yourself, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he wanted that among the GBC of Gaudiya Math, who were successful, who were successful, the GBC of Gaudiya Math.
Yes, yes.
That a self-effulgent acharya would come.
That is wrong information. The GBC was in our favor. The GBC, that after the 10th or 13th day of departure of our Guru Maharaj, GBC was formed.
Yes.
Then there was division. And the 5 against and the 8 in our side, we followed GBC.
Well, they're saying that you created the division.
No. Yes, I created means I supported, and then got in my side 8 in number.
Right.
Yeah, in the beginning. And then in the next stage, when I was frustrated 2 years after, then of course I left.
Mm-hmm.
I left the minority GBC, they put a case on High Court on the basis of the will. And the case was going on between 2 parties. Then the majority person, the 8th, number 8, they are in position, mainly more than 80% men sided on our side, our side. But after 2 years, when I had some cause to be frustrated with the acharya, then I retired. And then after a long time, after 12 years of our departure government, I effected a compromise between the two parties, litigating parties.
But Rupanuga, he's saying that in the letter he received from our Guru Maharaj, that our Guru Maharaj is saying that you are responsible for disobeying the order of Bhakti Siddhanta.
I supported a particular party, their religion,
and
I supported one party according to my own opinion. But the GBC divided, 13 number, 5 one side, and 8 another side. I was in the party of the 18th, majority.
Yes.
I
am not a member of GBC.
Right. But you told us.
But when the that eight again formed full GBC, eliminating those
5.
And they requested me very earnestly to be a member of GBC, but I refused. I did not enter into GBC any time.
Right.
I was always outside.
But you said that Siddhanti Maharaj said that your influence was so great that you convinced.
Yes, my support in this this party, majority party, my support was very valuable.
Maharaj?
They say, for my support, they got the majority, overheadman majority, Siddhanti told. But I had also in my mind, I did it according to my conscience clear. And I had in my mind that Professor Sanyal, his support was most valuable. Professor Sanyal.
But
the Siddhanti said, you know, your support was most effective. Siddhanti was.
But what did the 5 want?
What?
The 5. The 8 wanted Vasudev. 8 were in favor of Vasudev. And the other 5, what did they want?
They want many acharyas.
Uh-huh.
Generally, those 5, they are opportunists.
Mm-hmm.
So, we wanted to purify the mission, at least I, and many like us, wanted to purify the mission, because those 5 generally they are not just as one Maharaj. They are known as Nimi Maharaj. Then Kunja Babu, who was exploited for his family interest. And so many, they are something like notorious for their conduct.
Paramananda Prabhu again.
Wanted to purify.
Paramananda Prabhu again. Paramananda Prabhu?
Paramananda. Paramananda, say, what a Prabhupada believes in Kunja Babu, Dalai Sekhar Sajjana.
Did Bhakti
Prabhu, Paramananda, Van Maharaj, Nami Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj. It can't be magic. And Bhakti is the same. Professor, Bhakti Prabhu, Sundarananda, Tirtha Maharaj, Kesav Maharaj, Bhakti.
Kesamaj? Kesamaj Ji Vishishin?
Yes. Manager Chimanta Mahaprabhu, Prabhupati Manasa. A Pajjana,
Maharaj, see, they say that you're against things like DVC in principle. That you are, you may be against such things as DVC in principle.
Yes.
Because you like dictatorship.
I was requested by Sanyal, whom I revered to a certain extent. Now the decision of the GBC, that the second GBC, you must obey. But I told no. GBC, I have no charm for GBC. And the property under GBC, who has got some temptation for that, he is compelled to obey the GBC. But I want to serve under the guidance of a Vaishnava.
Right.
So, wherever I shall find a Vaishnava, my interest will be to serve under his guidance. And if I don't find, then I shall retire and I shall follow my own conscience. That was my statement at that time. A little harshly.
Yes.
So much so, the different parties wanted to make myself as Acharya.
Right.
The Kesava Maharaj's party, the Madhava Maharaj's party. But I refused. No. Because that making me, they are senior brothers, they are many, senior members. And I won't be able to follow their guidance. I want to do, to keep my conscience clear. So because I won't be able to follow them, their wings, their majority, so I did not took the position of the Acharya offered by them. I came here to live separately. I tried once, but when failed, then I thought that I won't remain any subservient to anyone in the mission.
So there, the point that they have to question is that, see, there heard from our Guru Maharaj that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's order is that a strong governing body be formed.
Oh, the governing last year that was
written,
published in paper.
Yes.
Form a governing body of 10 or 12, but Kunja Babu will manage as long as he lives.
Yeah.
Kunja Babu's intelligence excels that of all. Then, last part. I am indebted to Professor Sandar, for Bhakti Siddhakar too. Then Vasudev may help to preach the Rupanuga instructions. Bharati Maharaj should look to the mission. Several such sayings were there.
Didn't he also say something about love and rupture?
Yes.
Should have the same end.
Asked Kunjababu to be courageous and the callous. He asked Kunjababu. Love and the rapture, yes, two words. Both desirable for Krishna. If we have to to face rapture or love, then we must do it for Krishna. That was one part.
So Maharaj,
yes.
Did Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj ever say that one acharya should not be chosen?
One acharya?
That it should. Did he ever say that they should not select only one acharya?
No, never. No, you are silent about the question of acharya.
Didn't everyone wonder?
But whatever he was sick, what he told, that was enough. We thought afterwards the governing body would select Samacharya. When the governing body was formed that day, Madhav Maharaj, he was Vaidhi Brahmachari, he proposed first, that who will be the acharya, we shall go out for preaching, and the people will come to inquire who is the next successor of your Guru Maharaj. What should we tell them? Kunjababu, the management with whom he was little enraged, that we shall see hereafter. Why do you were so busy with that question? And you were silenced.
Another point that he was interested in was the idea of the GBC being above the acharyas. You said that that is not correct.
He's saying that Rupanuga, or this position is expressed, that the GVC, they're the ultimate authority.
They
are ultimate managing authority.
They are?
The ultimate, final,
ultimate
authority. above even the acharyas. And you had said previously this is not the correct understanding.
Yes, I told. The management is the function of the Kshatriya organization. And here the acharyas, they are of Brahmanic class. And acharya should not be put at the disposal of the management. That is my opinion. There should be some acharya board.
But what
another committee there may be, the experts in the Shastric knowledge, they may be consulted by the acharya. And GVC will manage under acharya board. That is my conception. The management is the activity of the Kshatriya. And the acharya, that is the function of the Brahmin, who are more given to philosophy and Shastric knowledge, and that care much for the organization. They are more devoted to the philosophy, to the ontology, to the spiritual practices and the spiritual inquiries and the publishing of the Shastra, etc. They are trying to be more devoted towards that. The ontological side, they should represent. And the money matters and the administration, that may be with the GVC, and they should be under the direction of the acharya. That is my point.
When the acharya,
I don't approve that the GVC as the chairman is the acharya board and the governing body mixed. And the chairman will be one GVC. That is dishonorable to the acharya. Acharya, they should be more or less to be thought like having some divine representation, the faith, more faith in the acharya than the administrators. Just as in Varnashram, the Brahmins are acharya. They do not make much of the monetary and the administratory. Money is given to the Vaishya, finance. First, knowledge. Second, administration. Kshatriya. Third, finance. And the fourth, general labor. That is the idea of Varnashram in here, in the Vedic. Expression. And here begins the Vaishnava cult in a very crude form, and then it advances to us. Varnashrama Pillai Ramananda Sangha. First began with Varnashrama, then it is developing to its Krishna consciousness gradually. The basis is Varnashrama. So in this mundane world, Varnashrama should be the system through which people have connection with the spiritual life of high time.
So when the acharya is a GVC?
Acharyas, they may consult with one another, real acharya. Sincere and real acharya who has got more affinity towards devotion and the Shastra and the ontology. More attraction towards that than to make money and the men. That should be the symptom of an acharya. He will be more or less indifferent to the material acquisition. and his tendency would be towards higher realization and to try to distribute that among his own section. And the administrator and finance administration, all these things, that should be done by the experts of that department. But the cultivation of the Shastra and the realization of the truth and suggestion what should be done about the communication about Shastra and these things and such education, maybe the charge of the syllabus in the school, colleges, all these. The knowledge department, that should be with the Ajati. And the property dispensation, that will be maybe that will be under the guidance of the Ajati. But collaboration. Management must not go to control the scholars.
So when the Acharya is a GBC, is that some conflict?
About the spiritual matters, the Acharya Board's decision will be final. And in consonance with that, the administrating board, and they will try to manage.
There is no conflict if one is both Acharya and GBC?
Then a general body of them, and another I told, suggested that the experts in the Shastri knowledge may not ask the Acharya, but scholars. They can help the Acharya and also the GBC to minimize, to keep a harmonious connection.
He is saying, is there any problem for an Acharya to also be a GBC administrator?
Acharya may be GBC, but who is not Acharya, he will come, he will go to control Acharya. That is awkward.
Non-Acharya
will go to control Acharya. That is awkward thing. Acharya must have such a reliable position. Not a man of suspected character. Acharya. And his own, that also may be in an ordinary sense. But the stalwarts of every zone, they should have some pre-choice of their Acharya, whom he can really put faith on. He will check him good. Because he is in a particular zone, without his pre-choice, he is forced to take that man as Acharya. He has no faith, he has forced initiation. That is also not good. They should be allowed to select their Acharya whom they can really put faith in. An ordinary man in a particular zone, he can take the Acharya. He doesn't, a primary student. Primary students, they will have the local school. But those that can go out and mix with all the Acharyas, they should be given chance to choose their own Acharya. That will be natural. The faith will have its full play. Question of faith, not of administration. The question of faith has the first importance. this one natural devotee. Transaction of faith, free faith, free relationship, free choice. Otherwise, on the administrative purpose, one is forced to accept a particular raja. That, I think, is a much of artificial thing. So when administration comes to take the first term, first position, then these things will come. Free transaction, sincere and free.
There was a rumor that you said that the GBC meeting was meaningless because it is all relative.
What?
Relative.
From the absolute standard, I don't think that GBC is supernaturally a perfect body. I don't think. As much as they will come with their decision, to the absolute truth as I can conceive, I shall give so much validity. I have got some knowledge, and I am not going to submit my own spiritual experience blindly to anyone and everyone. Last year I told, that after the decision of the GBC, that is unfortunate and injudicious. The bold remark I made. I have got my own range. লজিক একটা ইয়ে আছে টেকনিক্যাল একটা
প্রেরোগেটিভ
দি ওয়ার্ল্ড অফ কনসিডারেশন a particular universe of discourse, logical term. The point on which we are discussing, the ring within the ring. When I was in Madras, one judge, Ramanuji, named Varadachari, afterwards he was the chairman of the Supreme Court of India, Supreme Court from Madras. One day I approached him, he told, Swamiji, I have no faith in any organization. Because I have reason to believe that in ancient India, in the Acharya, in the preaching system, there is no organization, all individual enterprise. In Puran, in Vedic time, and in other time always we find that no organization in the religious matter we found. No trace. It came with the Buddhists first. And there out of Vedic culture, Vedanamanya, they did not accept Veda. I only replied him that Sanghe Shakti Kalu Yuge, it is mentioned in scripture, Vedic Vedanta scripture somewhere.